Our story so far. A mysterious woman interrupts a well-deserved siesta with news of heinous murder. Now, Stanley Park takes on the mystery of the mysterious meteorites. A gas town mystery in color.
Look, I'm sorry about your mother, Dolly, but I don't see how I...
Hang on.
What the... When we arrived at the corner of Kiefer and Main Streets, I was surprised by the size of the hole the meteor left in the ground. But I sure wasn't surprised by the wonderful smells coming from world-famous Hans' one-ton house. Come to the Chinatown Hans and see where it all began. Suddenly, a man's head popped up from the depths of the crater.
Ah, Stanley, there you are.
It was my old partner from the force, Inspector Angus McBlow.
I've been down here for weeks. Where have you been?
On a little R&R in Puyo Vallarta. That is until... Oh, sorry, I didn't get your name in the first episode.
Georgia Morningside.
Until Miss Morningside and her trebuchet flung us back Vancouver side to investigate this hole in the ground.
Did you say trebuchet?
No.
So, what have you found out, Angus?
Well, I think I've solved the murders.
Murders? Plural?
Aye, this is the 8th meteorite murder this week.
Yet not a word about it on the TV in Puyo Vallarta.
Excuse me, Inspector, but time is short. Do you know who killed my mother?
Well, according to my abacus...
Abacus?
Aye, according to my abacus, your mother was murdered by a calculator, secreted within a blueberry scone.
What the...
Blueberry?
Aye, as crazy as it sounds, Stanley, a blueberry scone.
Well, I'll be...
But who...
Launched from the dog star, Sirius.
What? Huh. You people are insane.
She had a point, but the abacus never lies.
Oh, how true that is! What will Park do now? What would you do now? Tune in next time as we dig into the mystery of the mysterious meteorites. A Gastown mystery in color.